Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
My next guest, a dear friend of the program, WWE Hall of Famer. He's got a successful podcast. He's got a slew of successful one-man shows, and he's also as close to the OU football program as anybody you're going to find, so we want to talk about that and a whole lot more with my next guest, good old JR Jim Ross, joining me on CBS Sports Radio. JR, how are things in Norman tonight?
Everything is very good, Sean. Thanks.
Yeah, it's good to have you on, JR. So the news this week, look, outsider looking in, I think for most of us, wow, this kind of came out of nowhere with Coach Stoops. You're very close to Coach Stoops, have been for a number of years. Were you surprised when this all came down earlier this week?
Yeah, I was surprised because there was really no immediate tip-off or tell of that he was going to call it a day. But those of us who have been around Bob for many years have heard many times that there's no way I'm going to coach till I'm older. You know, I remember when I had a conversation with him when Bobby Bowden retired, and this, not about Bobby Bowden, it's just that was the news of the day. And he said, "Man, you know, they'll never be talking about me that way because I'm not going to coach that long. I want to get out." You know, he had told many of us he'd like to get out. 55, maybe 60, but Bob's got two twin sons that are playing the state championship game last year, runners up at Norman North High. So I think that there's a motivation there to kind of travel with them and look and see how their journey ends in high school football, because they're getting recruited. They're going to play at the next level, but I doubt they play at the next level together. So I kind of think it's a pretty cool deal that. He's stepping away at this time.
Yeah, and you know, you wonder if this becomes a trend with some coaches with the money that they make nowadays to be able to walk away. And JR, you and I have had so many conversations about the OU football program and Coach Stoops over the years. And I know one of the things that you've had to answer for people is, the team loses two games and all of a sudden it's like the sky is falling in Norman because of this standard that Coach Stoops has set that seems impossibly high. How insane had expectations become for the fan base and the reactions to things like the slow start this year when they lost a couple games in September? How high had that bar become that Stoops had set for himself?
Well, it's very high. It's lofty, obviously. But you look at the fact that we've had three coaches that have had about an 80% winning percentage with long runs. But Wilkinson did, Barry Switzer did, and I think Bob's winning percentage is right at 80% as well. Yeah. So the fan base, the point in that is the fan base is spoiled. And like a lot of people, especially a lot of millennial fans, they feel entitled. It's your right. It's their right to support a winner. And, and winning's not easy.
Yeah, no, it's not at all. And what, JR, you look back at the Stoops era, and you've been on the sidelines for so many of those games. What do you think, ultimately, from a legacy standpoint, the Stoops era is going to be most remembered for?
Well, I'd like to think that he had great success. He brought a program that was a once proud program with two of the most famous coaches in the annals of college football that had kind of fallen off the face of the earth. In that Howard Stellenberger, John Blake, Gary Gibbs era, the forgotten era, a lot of people call it. And then when Bob came in 99, the program was on its butt. So he resurrected that. He saw through the $200 million expansion of the stadium, which is complete now, the locker rooms and the coaches' offices and the football facility in general is the best in America. So I think his legacy is going to be great. But he did it with class. He did it by caring about people. I told you this story. When right after the first weekend after my wife got killed, this was a couple months ago, during recruiting season and during spring football, Bob texted me and said, "Could I come by your house? Carol, I want to come by and check on you." It was exactly what he said. Carol and I want to come by and check on you. I said, come on by. So I figured it'd be a drive-by. He's a $5.5 million guy. He's got the football program to run. It's spring of the year, the other season for us. And he was here all afternoon watching hoops during March. So that's the kind of guy he is. So I get to see that, but the public, unfortunately, can't or don't. But he's done so much, Sean, with this program and the people, and he's a good human being. And my only issue was I just hope that Bob's not sick. And I don't think that he is, but I think that he's smart. You know, he's got a family history of some issues. His dad died young. So, hey, and I ain't walking those same shoes with a hereditary heart issue. So you got to just be smart, and doctor says move away, you move away. And he hasn't said that's what happened. I'm not saying that it is, but I would think that somewhere along this reasoning that the health issue is a talking point.
Yeah, stress and all those other things, no question. WWE Hall of Famer Jim Ross joining me on CBS Sports Radio. So along those lines, JR, it kind of came out of nowhere, and it's in June. So, you know, my guess is in that building, they were very high on Lincoln Riley all along with this whole thing. What outsider looking in, you go, oh, my God, this is a fire drill now right before the season starts. But what's the confidence level in Lincoln Riley as the head coach? It kind of keeps a tradition of hiring young coaches, the Stoops and Switzer and Wilkinson, all in their 30s when they got hired.
I think we're very optimistic. Lincoln's really a sharp guy. He's a prodigy. He's a football junkie. He's a really organized, great recruiter. 33 years old. You know, he can relate to recruits. He's had great mentoring. He's a student of the game, a bona fide student of the game. So the interesting thing about June is that when Bob's retiring in June, Lincoln moves into his office, which looks like the lobby of a Marriott. and the thing about Lincoln is he's the staff loves him, but nobody's job is in jeopardy.
Yeah.
In other words, this June thing everybody's talking about makes a lot of sense in a lot of ways, because recruiting's quiet. The coaches that are on staff are keeping their gigs. Will there be changes next year? Hell, I don't know. Who knows?
Yeah.
I have no idea. But this year, this staff is intact, and this staff is a good, young staff that Bob handpicked. And I think that a lot of us have the confidence that, if Bob handpicked these coaches, and they've done well, and they have, and now Lincoln is another Bob's. He's Bob's guy. I'm okay with this whole thing. I'm okay with everything about it, and I think we're going to have a great year. And we'll find out. You know, I know week two, Ohio State, big time deal. But I think as the year goes on, people will really enjoy what the Sooners do.
Yeah, Lincoln Riley. Yeah, he's inheriting a great roster. There's no question about that. JR, I want to shift gears with you here, because I'm sure some of the folks want to hear some WWE talk. You back with the company now, and have been since WrestleMania. For those who haven't had a chance to kind of hear your assessment of things, if they don't listen to your podcast, which they should every single week, how have things been since you got your jersey back?
Good. I'm having a good time. WWE is... I couldn't be treated any better. It's been wonderful. So, and with my wife's untimely passing, a lot of things kind of fell in my lap here at home, and they've been kind enough to make sure I got plenty of notice when I'm going to work, and let me take care of my business here at home as well. So it's been spectacular. And quite frankly, my wife wanted to do two things, Sean. She wanted to walk the red carpet at the Hall of Fame, WWE Hall of Fame induction ceremony in Orlando. And she wanted to be sitting in the crowd when she winked, that I came out from my entrance, Boomer Sooner and all that good stuff, to come out and do a match. Well, you know, she didn't get the chance to walk the red carpet, but I think she was kind of there for my entrance. It was really a surreal moment, but it's been really good. This was her dream. I shared that dream, and I'm glad that I got my jersey back.
Yeah, well, and you've been the picture of poise in handling everything that's come your way over these last few months. There's no question about that, JR. Jim Ross, WWE Hall of Famer, joining me on the program. JR, specifically, just to, you know, specific to the product right now, I was at your one-man show before WrestleMania in Orlando, and I think it was at that show where you had mentioned Lesnar and Samoa Joe as a match that would be pretty fun to see just because of the physicality, and we're going to get to see that at the pay-per-view in July. On a scale of 1 to 10, how physical do you think that match is going to be?
Oh, probably 11. The issue is that you've got two alpha males that have been dominant type athletes their entire life at various levels and various entities and various arenas. In the locker room, they're both known as alpha males. Not bullies, not jerks, but guys that are stand-up guys that if they say they got your back, they got it. I see this as a personal challenge for both guys. Aside from the showmanship of pro wrestling and all that good stuff, the athleticism and the toughness, because there's differing degrees that you can lock up, let's say. I've seen guys that come back after a match say, man, you're locking up too hard. You're killing me. Really? Oh, a lockup? You're complaining about a lockup? So put it this way. There'll be some stiff-ass lockups, but there'll be nobody complaining.
Yeah. The guy's complaining about lockups, huh, JR?
Well, it's a different breed of cats, man. In the old school days, that would never come up because you'd be laughed out of the locker room. But, you know, it's a different deal in the genre. I'm not talking about WWE specifically.
Yeah.
A lot of young guys are getting into wrestling because they became fans from watching Raw and things of that nature back in the day, the Attitude Era, things of that nature, coming forward, the tapes, all that good stuff. But, man, it's a tough deal, man. It's a tough – the physicality is not – some guys play the role of a wrestler, and they're not. And I think that's part of the issue in a nutshell. And,
yep.
And Lesnar and Samoa Joe are wrestlers.
Yeah,
I love
question.
This deal. They're MMA-type guys, that mindset. I think it would be one of the best matches of the whole year. I really do.
I think it's going to be, yeah. And you did play-by-play for what I think might be the best match of the year so far on the NXT pay-per-view with Pete Dunne and with Tyler Bate. How exciting was that?
That was awesome. You know, getting back, I had no idea. Look, those kids surprised the hell out of me. I had no idea that their match is going to be anything that good. I can tell you this. I went to catering earlier in that day, and one was sitting on one side of the room, one sitting way on the other. I like that. I brought them together because I want to tell them something. I said, you guys know this is the biggest night of your life, right? Yes, sir. Thank you. Secondly, and most importantly for me and my massive ego, it's the biggest night of my life, too, because I'm coming back and I need something to work with. Can you help me out? And they just, like, they couldn't believe they're getting either a lecture or a pep talk or what. But I really wanted them to go out and give us everything they had because I wanted to be able to give them everything I had. And it worked out well. You know, it was a nice match, and the crowd liked it, and it was good for those kids.
Absolutely. It was an unbelievable match. It was unbelievable stuff. Jim Ross, WWE Hall of Famer, joining me. Get the podcast. Download it. Ross Report on iTunes. You can get all the product, the barbecue products, on WWEshop.com. And, of course, all the one-man shows in your schedule for everything, JR, as we wind down here. JR'sBarBQ.com. You got all the stuff up on the website, right?
Everything's on the website. My next one-man show is going to be at the DC Improv on Thursday night, August the 10th. Then I think we're going to have one. We're working on a detail, Sean, the Friday night of SummerSlam weekend in New York City.
Good deal. Well, we'll keep an eye on all the details on JR's Twitter account as well, at JR'sBBQ. JR, you're the best. I appreciate it. Good to talk to you, man.
You bet, Chala. Appreciate you, buddy. Remember sooner.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.